Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rochel, Maris Hena Miriam bas Chana Bracha Batzlacha, B'chol Maaseh Yedehem. This is based on the Masis Moshe of Hagan Rabbi Moshe Chevroni Zetzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chevron. It says in the Gemara daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, V'konas atzma beget over misa sabal in kedushin. A woman acquires herself beget over misa sabal bishlam beget d'chsiv because of the sefer krisus. I understand that a woman's mekana herself with a get, as it says in the pasuk, because of the sefer krisus. However, how do I know misa sabal? The Gemara answers svarahi. It's a svara. Hu asra v'hu sharsa. He asks her when he marries her. So it's a svara that when he dies, he's going to be matir her. And the Gemara is not thrilled with that answer, because the Gemara says, V'harayis, for example, Eishes Aviv, Kalaso, Eish Sochi Aviv, the Asar Luhu, and she was Miskadeshis Labaila, she became Asar Akrobe Abal, Velo Shari Luhu, and even though her husband dies, she doesn't become Mutur to them. So you see this woman, she is, let's say, marries this man's father, and then the father dies. So the father Asared her, but now he died, he isn't Mati her. So who says that a husband who dies is necessarily Matir's wife? Says the Gemara, because of, let's say, for Krisus, O Kiyamus, we have a Hekesh between Get and Misa. Ma Gerish and Sharia Vigomeres. If Misa is Sharia Vigomeres, Get is Matir, so too Misa is Matir. So there's a famous Chakir in Achronim. What's the Geder of Heter Misa Sabal? After we learn from Gerishin, do we say that since the husband is dead, memela she's a mutter, because the whole iser is because she was an eishes ish, and since he dies, there's no more. She's not an eishes ish anymore. Or no? Misa bal is an active matir. It's not mitzad asvara because there's no husband, but it actively cuts them off. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that it's mamish machlokas in the Gemara. First, the Gemara says, "Svarahu, hu asra v'hu sharsa." That it's a svara, he asered her, and he's also mati her. So that's trying to say that there is just no husband. Since there's no husband, the gather of Mitzvah Sabal is that he's just not around anymore to Aser. And the Gemara rejects that, and then it learns from Gerishin. And Gerishin is an active cutting off. It's not just that he's not around anymore, but it's an active mice of Krisa. And that's what therefore death is also. When she dies, it's Muchach from Rashi in Yevamis that, interestingly enough, this is a fascinating idea, Lo paka shem eishes ish mimena. She's still an eishes ish lachar misa. It says in the Gemara, that the term Shechva Zera in the passage of a married woman is coming to be Mimayet Prat L'Mishamish Meis. It excludes from a Chiyuv somebody who cohabits with a woman with a limp organ. it doesn't discharge zera. Then the Gemara continues. Hanich lamandar mishamish mishbray is potter. Lamandar mechayev, Michael Meimar. So that's good according to the one who says if you cohabit with a limp organ, he's potter. But according to the one who says he's chayev, what are you going to say? Now the prat lamishamish mesa. Rather, it excludes from a chiyuv somebody cohabits with the corpse of a married woman. Sakadai techamina. I might have thought that ho'alach misa ikri she'eroi. Since a man's wife is called his relative, even after her death, that although a kohen is not allowed to become tame, but tumas meis, the Torah says he's allowed to go to he's allowed to attend to the burial of his seven close relatives. These are she'eros, and his wife is called she'ero, even after her death. She'ero zuishto l'chai v'le'o. Eim l'chai v'le'o b'eshes ish. So if it's still the guy's the coin's wife, even after her death, then maybe he should also be chai v'le'o t'eshes ish. Kamash malah, no. Shechvazera, the copulation of seed, that excludes this instance of being with a dead woman. Kopanim Rashi there says that Baila Mikri, that even after death he still called her husband Kim L'Sheiro Sheiro Zuishto. So you see that she's still an Eish Hashish even after death. And therefore you might think somebody who has beer with her is going to be chayav for sleeping with an Eish Hashish. Kamash Malan, that he's not. Tos learns different. Tos learns that after death she's not called She'ero. Rashi learns she's called She'ero. He's just not chayav for a man's not chayav for sleeping with her, but it's called She'ero. So we see that the woman is still an Eish Hashish. When a man dies, she is now mutter to be with other men, and we want to understand what the nature of that heter is. The Rambam in his Surei Bia, Perak Aleph Lech Yud Beis, is mashma like Rashi. He writes there, "Kol abba bia asura be'ever meis." So with an Aver mace, it's not considered Biyah. If he has Biyah with an Aver and Arayas, even though he's Misasek and he doesn't have Kavan, he's Chayiv. If he has Biyah with an Erva, she's dead, he's Pater. So the Rambam includes Misasek, who's Chayiv, because he's Nana, like the Gemara says. Together with the halacha of Mishamesh Mesa, that if she's dead, he's Pater, together with Aver Mes, together with a dead limb, that he's also Pater. So there's a chisaron here in the Bia. Mishamesh Be'aver Mes is a chisaron in the Bia. So it seems, and Misasek is Chayev, because there's no chisaron in the Bia, Shkeinene. So it seemed that the p'tur of Mishamish with a Mesa is also a chisaron in the Bia. Look in the Magad Mishnah, who says that the makor of this halach of the Rambam of Mishamish Mesa is this Gemara in Yevamos Nun Hei. So the Magad Mishnah says the Rambam is learning that it's a p'tur because there's a chisaron in the Bia. Not like Tosas Paka Ishus. If it was Pokai Ishus, it wouldn't be in the same category as being Mishamish with an Aver Mace. Mishamish with an Aver Mace, she's still a married woman, but he's Pater because there's a Chisaron in the Bia. So too, when she's a dead woman, he's Pater not because she's not an Eish Hashish, but because there's a Chisaron in the Maisa Bia. So that's Rambam is learning like Rashi, that a married woman who's dead, who was married when she was alive, is still considered an Eishes Ish, and the reason a man being with her is Pater is because she is because there's a chesaron in the bia. But she's still an Eishes Ish. So that's when a woman dies. When a man dies, she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. So what's the gather of her, like we asked, what's the gather of her not being an Eishes Ish when the man dies? Is it Memela, there's no husband? Or no, it's a heter Eishes Ish like a get. So it seems that we can prove that Mitzvah Sabal is a Matir Isser Eishes Ish, and it's not Memela. And not only that, only Shas Mat Mises Matir, and not the fact that he's dead. It's the Maisa Mitzis, the Shas Mitzis that's Matir, and not the fact that he's dead. Araya, Tur, Yoredeya, Reit Samach Zayin, Ger Shemes, Ein Lo Yorshim, Ger dies, he has no Yorshim. We Paskim, anybody who takes his Nechasim first, is Zoche. Fiyad Avadim Gedolim, they're Zochen themselves, and they're Bnei Chorim. They don't have a yad to be zochen themselves. Anybody who's called them is zochen. And the Rama writes that if they're not zochen themselves, if nobody is zochen them until they get older, they have no takana, because b'misas hager the iser went away, because they have no more owners. Their iser as Eved Kenani went away. But here, it couldn't have. But Mises Hager, normally when the Ger dies, so the Isser goes away. But these kids, the Isser never went away. When a Ger dies, the Isser goes away. And the person is free if it's a Ben Chorin. But if it's a child, then the Isser doesn't go away because he wasn't Kona himself. He doesn't turn into a Ben Chorin. He remains the Isser of an Eved Kenani is on him. So now when they get older, the Mammon, he doesn't own them anymore because now they own themselves, they're 13. They own themselves, the Mammon is Pokea, the Mammon goes away, but not the Isser. Because he writes, Debemai Paka Ashta, how did the Isser go away now? Haleka Mises Adon, the Lifka is surrounding now. There's no Mises Adon to make the Yisr be removed from them. So they have no Takana. So we see that only the Shas Mises is Matir, and not the fact that he's dead. Because of the fact that he's dead, now that they're Gedolim and nobody was Zochen them, the Yisr should go away because he's still dead. Usually when a person dies today, he's still dead next week. So I understand that B'Shas Misa, the Yisr wasn't Hutar. Because they weren't Zochen themselves. Like the Lashon of the Gemara in Gittin Adaf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Ma'ish Yisur V'lo Mimona, just as a woman requires a shtar, only to remove her Isser, but not to release her from the monetary control of her husband. Af Eved Nami Yisur V'lo Mimona, so to the slave, requires a shtar, only to remove the prohibition that he has, his Isser, to a Jew is, but not to release him from the monetary control of his master. So b'shas misa, the Isser doesn't go away because the Ketanim weren't Zochen themselves, b'shas misa. Therefore the Isser wasn't Bokeah. But after they got older and they were Zoche, and now the Mammon went away because they're Zochen themselves, now they came of age, why shouldn't the Mises Adon be Matir now? He's still dead. So it's Muchach that only the Shas Misa is Matir, and not the fact that he's dead. Now that Ben Mises Adon is Matir, the Din Isser of an Eved, we learn Gzera Sheva Lala from Isha. Look at Gittin Lamites. Just like Be'eshes Misa, the Baal is Matir, so to Be'eved, Mises Adon is Matir. So if we say that by an Isha, not Shas Mises Matir. Just the fact that he's dead, how do we know that by an Eved Shas Mises Matir? So it's Muchach that even by an Eishes Ish, only the Shas Mises Matir, and not the fact that he's dead. So if it was the fact that he's dead, then there's just no husband around. But if it's the Shas Misa, that Maisa Misa, that's Matir, that's an active cutting off, it's like a get. If it's a Memela, it wouldn't just be Shas Misa. Memela, she doesn't have a husband. From the fact that there has to be an active Misa, shows you the issue is that she, the act of dying, cuts them off, just like the act of giving a get cuts them off, which works very well with the Gemara. That's the Maskana of the Gemara that we learn from Gerishin. It's also Much that way from the Gemara. Daf Yadalad, the Gemara says, Kedushin, Uve Misas, Hayavam, Minalan. How do we know that Yavam is Konasat Misa, Yavam Kavachom, Meramash is Ish, Bechenek, Misa Ba Matirasa, Yivamashi belav lo kol shikain. Ma be'eshes ish. When the husband dies, he's matir her. And it's chenek. A yivama was only alive before the chalitza. It's only a lab of lo si eishes hameisa chutza. Lizar, so lo kol shekein. V'neishes ishes b'chenek misa baal is matir. Certainly Yavama waiting to do Yibum is going to be, which is only a lab, the misa of the Yavam is going to be matir. It's the Gemara. The Gemara questions that, and the Gemara says, "Ella." Another question on this Kal v'chomer, "Mal eishes ish, shekein osra matira." By an eishes ish, we find a kula, but the one who asked her husband, he's also matir when he dies. But a yavam was nesar al yedei baila when he was makadesh her. How do you know necessarily that the Misa of the Yavam is Matirher? There's a Ryan, incidentally, there's a question of Yosef Engel. What's the gather of the Yisr of Losia, Eishes HaMeisa Chutza Lish Zar? Why isn't a Shomeris Yavam, somebody who's waiting to Yibam, allowed to marry out? Is it because of the remnants of the ishus of the first husband, or because now she's connected to the second husband, the man she's waiting for? So here would seem that it's the first husband, because it says that the osir here is her husband, her first husband. And the matir is the yavam when he dies. You say you can't learn that from an eishes ish, but there it's the same person. But you see that the oser is her first husband, even though he's dead. But there's still some ishes left there. I'll call upon him. The Gemara says elamat. We reject that and we say ma eishes ish ken osra matira. Amar Ravashi, hanami osra matira. Ravashi argues with this, and he says, no, by Yavam we have the same kula. Osra Matir, why? Because Yavam Osra. Yavam Sharila. Oh, now we turn it around, and we say it's the Yavam who answers, meaning it's her connection to the Yavam that's answering her to the world. Not to her first husband, not that connection. It's very interesting, when you see Chakiras of the Achronim, which are play themselves out, in the Gemara, Amish in the Shaka Batari of the Gemara, it was just under the surface, beneath the surface. So Rashi says, Osra Matira, Shere Bailahu Osra Lafika Humatira Bimisasa. Her husband answered her, and therefore he was mati her when he dies. Aval Yevume the Kedusha Abal Kasrila Hechte Miseava Matirasa. But by Yavam, where it's the Kedushin of the first husband that's asering her, how's the Misa of the Yavam of the second guy going to be matir her? So from the Kashi of the Gemara, it's Muchach. Like we said, that the Yavama is Asura, where the Lav of Lofsi Eishu Samei Sachutza Lizar is not on Zikas HaYavam, but because if there's a Yavam, there's no het there of the Isser Eishu Si Shalameis. Just the pasuk made it weaker, and it said originally there was a kares, now there's only a lav. But the yisr is also the eshes yisr of the mace. Like Rashi says, kedusha abal kasrila. So how is the misas hayavam going to be matir? And now memela tzmuchuch mikan. That only Shas, Mises, Mati are not afterwards. Because the Chora, the question of the Gemara is difficult. The Bemes, how do we know that it says in the Mishnah, V'kones Atzma, V'misa Yavam, that the Misa of the Yavam is Matir? We can say Pashut, since the Gemara held that the laugh of Losia Aishis Hameit Sachutza Lizar, that she's not allowed to marry anybody Bashuk, is because the Misa of the Baal wasn't Matir Lagamri the Yisra Aishis. She just made it weaker from a Misa to a Lav, because there's a Yavam, because in the place of the Yavam the Torah didn't allow a Zara to marry this woman. That Bemakum Yibum Misa Sabal is not Matir Lagamri, and if so, when the Yavam dies, there's no Yavam, and there's no Yibum. So wait a second. Why don't we say that now the original Mises Habal should be Matir? Because what's the hope for it? The hope for it is that when the husband dies and there's a Yavam, she's not Mutter, because the husband's death only is Matir her when there's no Yavam. When there is a Yavam, the husband's death is not Matir. Seder. But now there's no more Yavam. So now we should go retroactively and say, now there's no more Yavam, and originally there was no more husband. We're lacking both of them. So let her be Mutter to the world. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? It's shver, the question of the Gemara. The Mises Yavam and Olam. Why not? When her husband dies and there's no Yavam, what's the din? She's mutter to the world. So now that the Yavam died, her husband's dead and there's no Yavam, she's automatically mutter to the world. Like in every case when there's no Yavam. So what's the Gemara's problem? Why is the Gemara asking, how do we know when the Yavam dies that she's mutter? I mean, how do you know when the Gemara Yavam dies that she's mutter? Push it. Because just like if there was no Yavam, she's mutter when her husband dies, so to now that the Yavam died afterwards, she's mutter because there's no husband and no Yavam. So now her husband's dead, Yavamless. So now the husband's dead, Yavamless, Mimela, she's mutter to the world. So it's a muchruch that it's only Shas Misa. That's why the Gemara's question makes sense. The Gemara's question of how do we know that Misa Sayavim is Matir makes sense, because only the Shas Misa was Matir. So her husband died, now B'Shas Misa, there's a Yavam. Oh, there's a Yavam. Sorry, you're not mutter to anybody. And then 2 weeks later, he's playing tennis, and all of a sudden, he loses in the third set, and he drops dead of a heart attack. The opponent, Mamish, killed him. So she says, now I don't have a yavam anymore. Right. So now it's like my husband died in the ovenless. So now I'm looked at everybody. From the fact that the Gemara says, how do we know that Mises Yavam is not Matir? It means that the Gemara is understanding. How do you know that Mises Yavam is Matir? And we don't just understand the Pasha from Svara, because my understanding only Bishas Misa was Matir. Only Bishas Mita the husband, Misa's the husband is Matir. The husband died Bishas Misa. Was he Matir or Bishas Misa? No! Now your Yavam dies 2 weeks later. Doesn't help us! Because Bishas Misa, she wasn't Mutter. The only time the husband is Matir is Bishas Misa. She can't say, yeah, but now my husband is still dead, as he was 2 weeks ago, and now I don't have a Yavam, so let me go out as if there was no Yavam in the first place. The answer is no! Only Shas Misa is Matir. And since only Shas Misa is Matir, it doesn't help that 2 weeks later the Yavam dropped. Because Bishas Misa, there was a Yavam, and there was no head there. Hi, Bishas Misa, there was no head there. Doesn't help later, 2 weeks later, when the Yavam dies. So the Gemara says, how do we know Mises Yavam? And that's exactly what the Ramah said by an Eved. That if he's a Katan, if he's a Gadol, he's Zochen himself, right away he gets everything. The Yisr's Mutter, the Mammon's Mutter. But if he's a Katan, so Bishas Misa, there's no heter of the Yisr. His heter to a Yisraelis is only Bishas Misa, but it didn't apply because he was only a katan. And now that he's a gadol, it's too late, he has no takana. So maybe he was zochen the moment when he became a gadol, but not in the Yisr. Because Bishas Misa, he was still a Katan. And it's the Shas Misa that's Matir. Just like we see by this Shomeres Yavam. When her husband died, since there was a Yavam, she wasn't Mutter. Now afterwards the Yavam dies, you can't just say, oh, she's automatically Mutter, because now she has no husband, and she's Yavamless, so let her just be Mutter. No! Bishas Misa, she wasn't permitted. So now that her Yavam died, she's still not going to be permitted. We have to find the source. How do we know that she's permitted? So we learned two Yisod, we learned a number of Yisodos, but the two main Yisodos that come out of the Shir are that Misa is not just the absence of a husband, but it's the act of death. It's like get, it actively cuts them off. And that being the case, it's only Bishas Misa. And then afterwards, in Lu Yitzuri, there's no heter b'shas misa. The heter doesn't apply afterwards. And we saw examples of that by Yavam, by Ineved. There's a lot more to say, and Mir Tashem, we should be zocha to say it. Lilmod ulelamed lishmor b'lasot ulekayem et kol divrei tamu torato be'ava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.